following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to kung fu. Welcome back to my podcast, Let's Learn Kung Fu. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, your 10-year martial arts instructor and teacher, as you become a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let's get into it. And today, we're going to go over what friends and family mean in Kung Fu. Today, I'll be going over three new things. The first segment, I'll be going over how friends made my experience better and how to make it easier to make friends in Kung Fu, from my perspective. And then I'll go into, in our second segment, how body conditioning can help you increase your performance in Kung Fu and the ways that you can actually do these types of exercises, plus explaining how to do two basic stances that we mentioned last time. And lastly, I'll go over a life lesson that you're going to learn, which is called something, but I won't spoil that just yet. So without further ado, let's get into it. So the first thing I want to say is that Kung Fu for me, when I'm working with my friends, always made it better. Because regardless of how good the day is, and given that I've done Kung Fu for 10 years, it's never been that great. I've always had bad days. But when I got to work with my friends, it's always been a great one. Because they're able to not only help me improve when I want to get better, or cheer me up when I'm struggling, or push me when I'm about to give up and let the heavy weight down from my hands and hit the floor. Instead, they've always been there, and I've always been there for them. This is why I think it's very important that you make some friends in Kung Fu. Because the fact is, at the end of the day, like I said always, friends are the key to Kung Fu, because you can't always do it alone. And I don't want you to be afraid of making friends. I want you to really do your best. And here are some ways I found that made making friends in Kung Fu way easier. The first one is just do your best in Kung Fu. Because how I met my friends wasn't by literally going up and asking them all the time, even though that's something we'll talk about. It's the fact that I always gave it my all. Even on hard days or easy days or whatever, I always went to make my money's worth. And that is getting all the time and effort and working out through the day of Kung Fu. It's an hour class. It ain't that long. But if you give it your all for a whole hour, people are going to see that. And they want to be on your level. It's kind of like when you're in school and you want to go study. You don't want to study with someone who's, well, really bad at the subject. You want to go study with someone who's either at your level or trying to get better or smarter than you. That's a fact. Thus, by showcasing your strengths, you're going to find other people who recognize that and help you get better as well with their own strengths and intake and insight on what they believe is best. Next, I don't want you to be afraid to ask how someone's doing. Because the fact is, when you're doing Kung Fu, you're all going to be tired. And I think being tired is the best way to interact with someone. Because when you go and you see after a very tiring exercise and go to water break, you can always strike up a conversation. Because the fact is, you guys are all suffering unless you are a super athlete. And I believe that if you're just coming to this podcast, regardless of what level, you're going to still be tired because our rigorous training is definitely different than other sports. I mean, it is something that took me 10 years to even get close to getting good at. And lastly, I want to say that making friends in Kung Fu isn't easy, but it is what it is. You just got to start going for it because I feel you. As an introverted person, I never had a great time at trying to make friends. And frankly, they came and found me. But they found me because I always did my best and wasn't afraid to strike up a conversation, even if it was nerve-wracking at times. I'd walk up and give them a, "So, how's the exercise? Tiring today, isn't it? Oh my god, are you okay?" Different types of reactions come naturally in Kung Fu. Because Kung Fu isn't bland and boring. It's fire and explosive. And I believe that if you really go and do your best in Kung Fu, like I always say, you're going to make a world difference in trying to make friends and meet others just like yourself. So I implore you, get out of your comfort zone and find out who you are and do your best, because that is what will make sure you can find better friends. Friends that are like you. Now let's go over body conditioning and how you can do your best in those. And next, we'd have body conditioning. Body conditioning is different for everyone and your dojo. However, mine would be defined as how your shifu wants to teach you how to strengthen your body. From your legs to your arms, it would be taught differently. But I was taught iron body, which is basically strengthening all your body to basically be a weapon. Now, that's important because it teaches you not only how to get hit, but also keep on moving forward. Because once you get hit, you gotta just take the hit and give one back. That's the most important rule in Kung Fu for us. And even if we get past that, endurance is definitely essential before you even get hit or into a sparring position. Because if you can't last 1 minute, well then what are you doing in the ring? Because you weren't gonna be able to fight for that long. And today I want to go over some of the exercises I think I did and you could do at home or anywhere that would benefit you in your endurance and strengthening Kung Fu. So first, I would like to talk about exercises where my shifu would basically time us to make sure we're increasing our speed. So you want to get better and better over time. And you'll see that if you time yourself doing these exercises. The first one is suicides, where you would run from your starting line to like another landmark, like another line, for example, and then back, and do it for as many lines as you want until you get back. And you should time it. Maybe like 1 minute, 2 minute, depending on how fast you are, because you can do it. I believe in you. Next, we have bunny hops, where you're on your tippy toes and you would go forward, and you can also go backwards too. You'd probably go all the way forward to a very far wall and then back in a certain amount of time. And then we'd also do frog jumps, not only increase our how far we can jump, but also our explosiveness, which could be where you squat and swing your arms back. And when you explode up like a squat jump, you would swing your arms forward, kind of like you're flying like Superman. And sprints back and forth, because that just helps you with keeping your breath even when you're out of breath. And next we have burn exercises. These are just the worst because they make you hold it. And last time I told you about two basic stances, Mabu and Gombu, but it wouldn't be Kung Fu if I never taught you anything. So today I'll be teaching you how to do them. I want you to get up and find a place you can kind of move your legs out. Next, I want you to put your feet together and follow me. So I want you to put your heels out, both heels, and form like a triangle with your leg, with your heels, with a space in between them. Next, I want you to do the opposite. Now invert them so your feet are pointing out diagonally, with your heels looking inward, forming an upside down triangle. I want you to do it again and keep making your legs wider, but not too wide, kind of like shoulder width. And then I want you to do it one more time, but instead of going diagonal, just move it enough so your feet and your knees are pointed forward. Next, I want you to push your hands out in front of you, kind of like you're pushing someone away, and bend your knees and lower your hip and keep your back straight. And that is Mabu. Next, I want you to stand up and I'll teach you Gombu. Feet together again and go into a lunge position, whatever leg works, but I'll explain the left leg, which is basically the same for the opposite leg. Just opposite leg would do it. First, you'd step out with your left leg. Next, I want you to bend that, kind of like a lunge, and strain your back leg. And make sure that your legs aren't perfectly in line with each other. Take a little step staggered to your right if you're using your right back leg, or left if you're using your left. And then I want you to bend. Bend your front knee without bending your whole body. Keep your back straight and your hands on your waist to show. And then bend it all the way, the front one, until your thigh slash knee is in line with your hip and it's flat so nothing would fall off. And your knee is over your toes. Not too much, but just enough. And that is Gombu. And you can link these together by if you go into Mabu, and then you would pull your hands in, twist your waist to the way you want to go, keep your back straight, and then you would just turn the leg you want to go in direction. If you want to go left, you keep your left bent and just turn your toes, or right, you'll keep your right bent and turn your toes, and strain the other leg really fast and turn your waist and pose with your, hold your hands back. And that's exercise you can practice. And you can just hold these stances too for 30 seconds, which you can increase over time. Now I've taught you some exercises you can use to strengthen your body. Let me teach you
a life lesson that can strengthen your mind. And today's life lesson is embroidery. Embroidery to me is what my Shifu taught me. And what he told me and what I learned is an understanding of your own classmates via your Kung Fu, but also in general, just as people. You can figure that out if you can tell if your teammates or classmates or friends are just sad that day or having a good time. You would pick up on their habits, their facial expressions, their different fighting moves, etc. And for me, it would be just in general how I feel that day too, or if I'm willing to record a TikTok after, or I'm just really, really excited when I get to spar with someone. Understanding how your friends are takes time, and in general, other people. Because you can not only apply this in Kung Fu, but in general, in real life. Because, not saying Kung Fu isn't real life, but, for example, when you go into the classroom and you look for new friends on the first day of school, you can't tell me what they're thinking unless you can read minds, which would be really impressive, but that's not the point. The point isn't to get the easy way out and figure out what they're thinking by not getting to know them. Getting to know them is how you figure out how much closer you can get with someone. Because the fact is, if you never talk to someone and think, oh, he likes this just because you saw he ordered it that one time, you might not ever really understand that he actually likes, for example, McChicken, even though he ordered fish fillet all the time at McDonald's. It's kind of like Kung Fu. In my experience, I would have a terrible time with my forms, and I would really go hard on myself because I'm a perfectionist. I want the best out of my ability because I always want to get my money's worth out of Kung Fu and the time I have with my friends, because even though I had 10 years of Kung Fu, I really did want to do more. And when you do Kung Fu initially, you're going to wish you didn't get that much time, but I'm going to let you know that it's going to be really worth it eventually. And in response to that, I want you to give it your all and really get out of the comfort zone to find out what friends look like for you. Whether they are tall, strong, or even more like you, new, beginner, and in general, just willing to learn. Being a friend is hard. And in general, I didn't think I'd be a good friend. But after spending so much time with my friends, I learned how to be better. So here's some tips if you want to think about it. First, just accept that you messed up. Because when you mess up, you can't do anything. It's kind of like spilled milk. When you spill it, you can't pick it up and drink it again because it's already wasted. Just keep on moving with the punches. Next, salvage what you can do. If someone, for example, feels sad, well, see what they did better and try to cheer them up, which is what you and I would definitely do. Because you don't want your friend to just keep being sad unless you're that kind of person, which we're going to change, hopefully, by the end of this podcast. And second to last, I wanted to say that we're here for other people. In Kung Fu, we're not here alone. We're not here to just be the best and beat everyone up. We're here for each other to not only make us stronger, but also just be the best people we can be. And that means helping each other out regardless of how we feel that day or if others feel like they're having a hard day too. Be considerate of them as they're considerate of you. Treat others how you want to be treated. And I can't end this episode off, of course, without shouting out to my bros. I won't drop their names, but I got a shout out to the one who's always been with me since day one. The chubby bro who has hit even harder than we've hit in the past, and we're the best. The one who's always been hard to spar with his long legs and wrestling tactics. And of course, my Shivus, who's always been there to challenge me and really show me what Kung Fu is about. And lastly, I can't end episode 3, Let's Learn Kung Fu, without the Kung Fu joke of the day. Here we go. How do Kung Fu students greet each other? With a hi-ya! And I want you to hi-ya other people when you get the chance. Thank you for listening, and stay kicking awesome. But don't forget, we can't leave without the cheer. So get up and find somewhere you can do the cheer. On my mark, you're going to spin to your right and jump. And say how many friends you're going to make along the way. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 100! Thank you for listening and have an amazing day. This is Cappy Kicks, kicking into your boring day and making it way more awesome. Peace.